Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your own incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life, and when applied to your life experience, they will guide you to live as the beautiful, perfect, authentic essence that is you. Thanks so much for being here today. We are back again with part four of our Three Buckets series. This series gets its name from the work of our guest, Carol Egan. And if you are keeping count, our four-part series has expanded to a five-part series. We started out thinking we were going to do four, but the incredible content that Carol has brought to us, we just could not short-circuit this thing. We had to add another show to get it all in. So we're back. The first one, in case you haven't heard all of these, let me tell you what you've missed so far and what's yet to come. The first show was about mindset. The second show was about nutrition. The third show, which was last week, was exercise. This week, today, we're talking about mindfulness. And then next week, we're going to kind of wrap all this up. We're already seeing how each one of these segments kind of play off of each other. And Carol's going to kind of do a wrap up for us next week and show us even more. So, like I said, if you haven't heard these shows, go to the Life's Toolbox Facebook page at empowerradio.com, and you can look on that page and you'll see all of these just basically lined up there. You can go back and listen to any of them anytime you want, and we would love for you to do that. Stay with us today. Listen to this show because they all kind of stand by themselves as well, and then go back and listen to the other ones. And if you have heard them all before, you know that Carol's a great guest. You may want to go back and listen to him anyway. I know that I do. Anyway, so like I said, we've been doing this for 3 weeks. Today's the fourth, and we have one more after this. There is some great information. So those of you who have listened to the last 3 weeks, you may already feel like you've met Carol, like you know her. She has a great personality, lots of great value to offer, and I know that I feel like I've met her personally, even though we've only been probably thousands of miles apart and as close as we've been. But anyway, if you haven't had the pleasure of listening into her insights and wellness, just take a moment here and let me tell you a little bit about her. She's got an incredible resume. Carol is a Cornell University-trained executive health coach and founder of Immersion Health, which is a company that specializes in corporate leadership and wellness trainings. As a member of Forbes Coaches Council, Carol has created and led wellness programs and workshops for C-suite executives at Travelers Insurance, Keller Williams, ESPN, J.P. Morgan, Dana Farber, GE Capital, and other Fortune 500 brands. Through her programs, Carol has helped hundreds of executives transform their minds and bodies with simple and sustainable strategies for healthy living. After working with her, clients are no longer satisfied with the status quo of low energy, foggy thinking, dull performance, and I'm going to add a word in here that's not on her resume, boredom. They don't settle for that anymore. Instead, they want to create healthy habits that result in increased energy, mental clarity, and emotional balance. Carol is a regular contributor to publications such as the Huffington Post and Forbes magazine, where she writes about nutrition, wellness, and strategies for peak performance. Carol has spent more than 25 years studying with leading authorities around the world on the benefits of clean eating, inner balance, and living with purpose. You can learn more about Carol at www.carol-egan.com. And at the end of the show, we'll have Carol tell you a little bit more about how to find more of her work, and she'll repeat that website as well. With that, I want you to help me please welcome Carol Egan to the show again. Carol, how has your week been since we last talked?
Hey, Tony, I'm telling you, I'm feeling like I'm going to miss you when this is all over.
Well, we won't miss each other for long. We'll come up. We'll have another show soon. I guarantee you that. This has been too much fun.
This
week is about
awesome.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Perfect.
This week is about mindfulness. And in our first week, we talked about mindset. I know there's a difference. You know there's a difference. Give us your idea of not necessarily what the difference is, but how do you differentiate between the two?
Mindset is what we're thinking, Kenny. So I probably said something like, one of the things that I find holds clients back is things they'll say to me, Carol, Americans don't eat like that. Carol, my family doesn't eat like that, Carol. I wasn't raised like that. There's generations before us that didn't eat like that. And so if we can't crack that code, then you're going to be stuck in the ways that you're used to doing things when, in fact, it might not be healthy or good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mindfulness, you know, is creating a way of thinking, a way of being, and you can, but for me, I might be more correct in calling it reconnecting to self, and mindfulness is a tool to get there.
Mm.
But I call it mindfulness for efficiency rather than saying reconnecting mm-hmm. to self. But what I would like to say is, especially for the listeners who have been with us all, you know, through all of the calls, and for you who are here today, what I would like to say is, we talked about nutrition and why I feel that is important. If we're biochemically off, and food fuels us, if we're biochemically off, then we could do all of this great self-development, personal development, forward thinking, moving, growth work. But if we're sick, how long is that like energy going to hold? And you who are listening might be familiar with that, you know, like, oh, you were got all of this momentum going and all of a sudden you crashed and burned. You know, you could be biochemically off. So mindset, you can get the mindset right. But if the other pieces, so this piece is important. And I was really excited for this coming up because I'd like to say that they're each as important as the other.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I speak about one, Kenny, I feel like, oh my God, maybe this is the most important.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
If you're not connected to self, if you are always searching outside of yourself for the answer. And I'm not talking about support. I'm talking about if you're disconnected to who you are as a powerful being, then you're going to just keep searching and searching. But when you are connected to yourself, your higher self, then you're going to start having your choice making is going to start, you know, to move from that core center. Every choice you make. So would somebody who was really deeply connected to their highest self not feel it their responsibility to care for that for themselves? I mean, mm-hmm. it goes together, right? It's like your excitement in some of the conversations we've had, Kenny. It's like, wow, yeah, like I felt good about this. I felt good about this, but wow, like I love that whole new angle. You're ready to go mm-hmm. just dive in now because you've got another yeah. perspective. It's because it resonated for you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, Kenny, this is really about doing exercises, doing daily things that help you remember who you are and what you're committed to creating for your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. To me, mindfulness for me is tuning into right here, right now. And that's where you find out those answers that you're
Correct.
Talking about. Mindset for me is is checking into the belief system that drives my thoughts. It's not necessarily right here, right now. However, it can be. It can be lumped in with mindfulness. It can be one and the same. But then again, there's a separation. But for me, just to kind of give my idea of these two, mindset is the thoughts about that are driven by beliefs about what I'm going to do, what I am doing, where I want to or what I want to do, and things like that. And mindfulness is all about right here, right now. What's my truth? And in a way, I kind of feel like we would have, I feel like we should have done mindfulness first. I kind of bounce back and forth because, like you were talking about, you know, they all, each one of them at different times have their hold the most important spot, you know, and to me, you know, sometimes mindfulness takes on that most important spot. Maybe we should talk about that first, because when our mindfulness is where it can, you know, where it serves us best, mindset falls into line where it's supposed to be, you know. But I mean, we can go back and forth all day long about which one. None of them are more important than the other, is what it boils down to. But anyway, mindfulness to me is tuning into the truth of who I am right now, not the results of my choices in the past, but the truth of who I truly am at essence level. And from there, I can shift my mindset. I can shift my choices around nutrition and exercise. All goes together. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I love that you raised the complexity of it so that the listeners can get how important each one of them is. And I can say, you know, for those, you know, they weren't there when we first spoke, we pushed this back and forth and you opted for mindset first. And I'm going to say to you, Penny, I think that I agree with that choice best. And I'm going to say why. Because with that as the context, like, wow, right. What I think right here and right now is shaped by what happened to me before. See, some people might have a really beautiful relationship to right here, right now, but they're not related to how right here, right now can be shaped by, like, even down to your food choices and the way you think about food and the way you think about the way you move in the world. You might not be have a relate. You might have a relationship to right here, right now. So, I think that I like that. But I think the more important part for this particular conversation is how important each one of them is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are extremely.
I do love the way you synthesized it, because I was all excited to start talking about reconnecting to self, and you were like, no, distinguish the two. And I was like, uh-oh, I got to pull back over here. and so yeah. I was caught off guard for a moment there, which is perfect. But love the way you synthesize that down.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been doing some work here recently about mindfulness. I'm doing some writing and that wraps around mindfulness. So it's been on the, you know, in the forefront of my mind for several weeks now, from a student standpoint, if you will, because I'm studying it deeper as I'm writing about it. And what I've come to realize is, and one of the reasons mindset has taken on such an incredible importance as well, is what I'm realizing is that everything that I thought was true is not necessarily true. I've got to relook at everything.
Awesome?
And yeah, one of the things that I've realized this past week through some studying I'm doing is that everything that when we look at the question, who am I? And we kind of mentioned, you kind of mentioned that earlier. When we look at that question, it's based on what we've been taught and how we've been taught since birth, since conception.
Correct.
And most of us, society as a whole, has been taught that competition and conflict shape our worlds. And what I'm realizing and what I'm learning and what I'm starting to teach is that that is false. Cooperation and peace and love is what truly shapes our world, and it's what's going to change us. And when I started looking at all this stuff that we're talking about, and I am coming back around full circle to us, what I am learning and have learned about everything we've talked about, mindset, what we're talking further about today, mindfulness, nutrition, and exercise, every one of those, when I looked at them from a place of love and peace and calm and compassion, they've all taken on new meanings. Exercise was the biggest one for me. That was a huge aha because of what you said about it being the intake of oxygen, not just trying to build a muscle, not just trying to run further and faster. You know, I can pay my...
To build on what you're saying is it gets to a point where a lot of us say it's so confusing. There's so many different theories out there. But then if you step back and with all of this and you just step back and what is basic common sense? How big does my muscle need to really be for me to move healthfully in the world? Because there's a lot of dietary theories right now that are about muscle development. And, you know, so, but to come back to the mindfulness, Kenny, it's what the question then becomes, what can you do? What can you do? What can I do? What can the listeners do? Help them be in this moment right here, right now, powerfully. It's strong and it's healthy and it's clear and it's creative and it's loving and as powerful as they could possibly be. What can they do right here, right now?
Yeah. Well, because when you're working with the client, what are some of the things that you work on with that? I mean, how do you help your client get to where they can see that? Because some people, I know that I'm one of them. For many years before I started studying this, I was one of those that, you know, you could ask me a question like you just stated there. You know, what can you do to get right here, yeah, you know, right now? And I would have said, I'm here. What are you talking about? You know, and not have any clue what, you know, that you're talking about going deeper. How do you help your clients do that?
Well, you know, one of the most potent, powerful things, and we've all heard of this, but because all of my paths lead to one goal, and that is for you to be here right now, powerfully, healthfully, clear, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Because all my paths lead to that as the goal, one of the things that I incorporate is journaling. I call journaling, Kenny, psychology on a page or prayer on a page. Because there's times where you could go to the page, and when I say the page, the page that I describe is very distinct, and some of your readers and you may be familiar with it, but it's called Morning Pages by Julia Cameron. Julia Cameron, many years ago, she wrote a book called The Artist's Way. And in its original design, the morning pages are, you go to your journal and you write three pages. You're never picking that pen up. You're free writing. If you get stuck, I tell my clients to just repeat. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. If they need to curse. You just write. Just keep writing. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I hate this. I can't stand this. Then all of a sudden, you start moving into the subconscious mind. And when you start, and then all of a sudden, you could be free-flowing from one thing that is making you angry, one thing that's making you sad, one thing that's exciting you. All of a sudden, you're free-flowing. The value of that is you're downloading junk that could be in your way of your full self-expression. You're downloading stuff that could be in your way of healthy choice-making. You're just getting this, it's like therapy on a page, as I said, psychology on a page. It's just, mm-hmm. or there's times where you're talking to God or you're talking to the universe or creator, whatever you may call it. You're just downloading all of this stuff of, I don't understand this. And there's times where it could feel like, and this is from my own personal experience and working with my clients, it can feel like prayer on a page. And you're just mm-hmm. creating a, and by removing stuff that's in a way, by having this experience of full self-expression, creates an opening. It just creates this new opening of seeing things differently. And of course, the kinds of things that you and I have been talking about, Penny, I mean, this is the kind of things that I have clients journal about, is what's coming up for you when, like, resistance. Is resistance coming up? Talk to me, you know, talk to yourself, talk to whoever on this page. What is this resistance saying to you? Now, let me give another example, Penny. Have you ever listened to any meditations by the Buddhist teacher Sharon Salzberg?
I have not.
Mm-mm. Well, I know that you're very, very friendly with Jan Lundy, and you might have talked about mm-hmm. this with her. But when we meditate, one of the things that comes, like, if you want to meditate about emotions, let's say it's me. And let's say fear is something that continuously rises up for me. When I'm meditating, of course, it's going to show up, right? And mm-hmm. we're going to. And one of the directions that I love from some of the meditation teachers is, when one of these emotions come up, you can greet it as a friend. Hi, fear, you're here again. You can't stay. This is my home. But what did you want to teach me? See, I recommend that we take this to the page also, because in the page, we can explore it differently. We can really create a relationship with it. And so if you have a fear about your family's disapproval of you making new healthy choices, or you have resistance around not being odd person out, let's say, you want to go with the flow. You want to do things like everybody else, but you know it's not good for you. If you take the time to create relationship to this thing and what you really are up to and what you want to be doing, you know, downloading this, you know, just creates an opening to being in the present moment with a whole new level of clarity because of the exploration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's an excellent, excellent point. And it's a good place to wrap up the show on mindfulness, is befriend these things that pop up, because we've talked about on the show many, many times before, when we fight them, when we resist them, when we try to hold them off, we are actually giving them more power and taking so much of our effort to deal with. So when we befriend them, it allows us to know this thing can't control us. It allows us to know that we do have power to make different choices. So I'm glad you went there. Well, I'm glad we ended up here today, because it's such a beautiful place to be with mindfulness.
If I may add one last thing, Kenny.
Sure, it's, sure.
To be mindful right here, right now. To feel clear. You know, like I love Jan would always say, to create calm. For greater clarity, for you to feel really empowered with your choice making, with your here and now, there is an exploration of all of this, and so taking it to, of course, meditation and the journaling, and you know, of course, we're not going to go there today, but we can maybe talk about this more in the wrap up, but.
Definitely.
I feel like the return home to self and finding whatever tools help you get back to your being in the zone, you being most empowered. That's when all of your best choice making is going to happen.
Exactly. Well, that's perfect. Well, Carol, before we run out of time here, please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and what your website is once again, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Awesome. So my website is carol-egan.com. That is carol-egan.com. And of course, if anybody has any questions, please do, go to the contact me page and email me. I would love to hear from you and support you however I can.
All right. Thanks so much, Carol. And everyone, please be sure to connect with her on, her website and wherever you can find her. Her work is absolutely wonderful. I also invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you're going to find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, and then the archive shows as well. I have all kinds of goodies on there that put on every once in a while. Thank you so much to Brent Carey for creating this magnificent platform for positive living, which is Empowered Radio. Thank you to Mark back in the studio for producing the show today. And folks, until next week and beyond, consider how mindful you are of your life and your life experiences. Discover mindfulness, embrace it, and then use that to determine how incredible you are. Have a great day. Have a great week. Love and peace to you all.